Yo, what it do? It's the short one. You know what it is. First episode of Off Punishment. Your boy is in. Shout out to my boys in the Down in the Den After Dark crew. Petty, Big Wheel, Kyle Jones, my big brother Mars. So we're going to get this shit started. Y'all know the biggest shit talker in the world. You know what I'm saying? So I got a special guest. I didn't mention her name a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? You know, she was like one of my first crushes as a young one. But I'm going to talk my shit and, you know, but we're going to get it. She got a nice little company. She going to help some people out. So, and she services the country. So we got to salute her on that. So introduce yourself, my thick friend.
Here you go with the bullshit. Hi, I'm Sean, aka Neon Nails. I do nails and I'm also active duty in the military as well.
What branch? You got it. Don't leave it out.
Why we gotta go into all the details?
You got it. Because I gotta show you the love. You know what I'm saying?
I am Army.
Okay. And how long you been here?
This September will be 15 years for me.
Okay. And y'all see she got that Janet Jackson mode from Rhythm Nation. You know. So, all right. Hey, you know what it is. But, all right. So, my friend Sean, I've been knowing her over 20 plus years. You know what I'm saying? She's been this fine since we was young. But she got a nice little company. As you can see, her AKA status is Neon Nails. How you get started in that? And what made you want to do it?
Ah, man. Yo, okay. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do in high school. All I know is that me and my best friend, Kristen, we was just smoking, riding, chilling, cooling, pimping niggas for their money. We've been doing that since early. Don't even make that face, because you know the pimping is real strong over here. The pimp is real strong
over
here.
Maybe for them niggas, you already know how I go over here.
Listen here, stop with the bullshit.
You know what?
I never did it to y'all because y'all was my people.
You couldn't have done it to me.
Oh, I could have, because you wasn't always pimping with your egg-headed ass.
Hey, yeah, but that's why I got a hat on now. But I was young and ugly then. But
you know, wasn't wearing no hats then. Let's not get started.
Well, we can go there. We gonna go there. Shit, we gonna
anyway. I think about year six, I got into some trouble. So for me to even join the military, I got into some trouble. I got some gun charges, you know.
She was trying to thug it out.
Oh, no, I was thugging. Thugging and fucking bugging. So I joined the Army kind of late. I was like 26 at the time. Okay. I ain't even going to say what year I joined, because then that's going to tell my age. Nobody even believes how old I am.
Now, she got that Benjamin Button syndrome. If she stand up, you're going to see why.
Oh, my God. I'm not standing up. Anyhow. So I got into trouble. I already had my two kids by then, and I needed to change. Like, I really, really needed to change. So I joined the Army, like my sister was pressuring me to do for years. So I got in. But I say about year six, I got into some other trouble, still thugging and bugging. But this time I really ain't do nothing. So in the military, when you're accused of like forgery or something like that, you know, shit can happen. And it just so happened, I never really changed who I was. Just because I joined the military, never changed who I was. I've always been the same person, never switched up, never changed up. I just wear a uniform. I got in some trouble, so, you know, a nigga like me, I stopped going to work. And I was just like, all right, well, if they about to kick me out, then what I'm gonna do? So I started thinking, and then my other homegirl, she was just going into cosmetology, doing nails and shit. I was just like, oh yeah, that look easy. It wasn't. I sucked at first, but I kept on with it. I, you know, put it down. I was just like, you know what, fuck this, man. I ain't even gonna do this shit no more. I put it back up, put it down, pick it up, pick it, put it down. And then I finally just stuck with it, and just something just clicked, because the beauty industry is harsh. Yeah. Like, there's sometimes ain't no real love. Like, if somebody asks me a question, like something that I use, a technique that I'm doing, I'm gonna tell you what I did, because not everybody did that for me. Because, like, you see all these big names and, you know, celebrity texts and celebrity hairstyles. They ain't telling you nothing.
Nah, the game faulty. That's what it is. They want to leave it all for themselves and don't want to show no love.
They're not telling you nothing. So, I felt like, I was like, all right. So, you know me, I'm a prideful bitch. So, I ain't going to stop, Poe. God damn it.
A dog going to bite the shit out your ass.
He's not. He's a sweetheart. He just want my attention.
Everybody do. So do I.
Shut up. But yeah, so the nail industry is kind of cutthroat a little bit, because it's like the streets. You can't trust everybody. Just because they offer you a helping hand doesn't mean that hand is really there for you to help you.
Okay. So you getting into this shit, right? How was it at first? Because you said you sucked. So what got you to the point to where you at now? How long did it take? Did you find your own type of style? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your clientele from then to now looking like?
So my clientele then was, it was all right, because I still, even though I knew it wasn't the best, I still had that confidence, like, yeah, come get your shit done. Come get your shit done. Come on with it. Come get your shit done. And this shit looked like I don't, it looks so bad. I don't even have any old pictures from when I first started, because it was embarrassing, like embarrassing to me. Because, like I said, I'm a prideful bitch.
Yeah.
But, you know, moving forward, I think I really started to, like, really, really get into it 2017, when it was about come down to the wire to my case. So I was like, man, they about to put me out. I ain't even did shit. You know what? Fuck this shit. I ain't even going. I stopped going to work. I stopped answering phone calls. Mm-hmm. I put motherfuckers on block lists. If you was in my unit, you did not get through at all. Like, I was really bucking. So I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to put me out, I don't give a fuck. Do what you're going to do. So 2017.
She really don't give a fuck.
I don't.
She got a real nigga mentality.
I mean, I grew up with y'all.
I was square as a youngster, though, like that, though.
Yeah, but we still, like.
I was just sneaky.
Motherfuckers still fought. Like,
nigga, because of you, you was the reason why I had my first fight. But we're going to get into that another time.
Don't blame me.
I hit you with the nigga from the wood. I was the nigga that went and grabbed the booty, and then the motherfucker got punched later on. Yeah. this nigga fault, you know what I'm saying? And that shit turned me into a monster. Nigga, I hit. Nigga, ain't no nigga gonna hit me now, though, I tell you that shit.
That's fair.
But she was the reason. But she had that gluteus maximus. The clappers.
He's lying.
She's a motherfucking liar.
She's lying.
She's naturally, all you motherfuckers buying ass, this motherfucker is homegrown chili cornbread motherfucking.
He's lying to y'all. Listen, do not believe nothing the biggest shit talker say.
If you niggas go on with her mother, see, she's full of shit. She's so full of shit, she need X-Lax. So if you look on her motherfucking Facebook, she get like two or three pictures, but she got just one photo where she's standing backwards. Oh my God, look like two Christmas turkeys back there. Yeah, I know some bullshit. I tell you that right now. So,
nah.
You see, she keep herself up, but she in a white t-shirt and she in some little spandex motherfucking shorts right now. She stand up. The motherfucking ratings gonna go up on this some bitch. I tell you. So don't let her fool you. She's a motherfucking liar. Okay, she lying. So, but you see, she keep herself groomed up, and that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying, like, ladies. Even fellas, in this new gender, whatever the fuck you want to call it, everybody want to keep themselves groomed and looking fly and everything like that. Show your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got it. Because you did your own shit. Sport your shit. Show your little paws and all that shit. You got to show them, because she do her own shit. So we want to give her some love, but we also want to get people to go and fuck with her because she's a hustler. So tell them what really got you to really going hard at this shit right now. You did all of the street shit, everything like that, right? So
yeah.
Now you got your own business. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to retire real soon. We ain't even going to put the age out.
So I actually expanded recently. So right now I'm in Chester because I'm stationed at Fort Lee.
Okay.
So up the road is what? Richmond.
Yeah.
So I went ahead. So actually, this chick had found me on Facebook Market. And I know it sounds real old school. Like, people don't even fuck with Facebook like that. Because I literally only do it to people watch when I'm bored. But this chick had found me. she was just like, hey, do you want an opportunity to work in a salon? I was just like, I mean, I don't see why not. So, you know, I go in there, you know, I do the owner's nails, whatever. And she's like, yeah, you need to stay. So turns out that the other techs in there aren't on the level that I am. But me being me, I'm still giving back and I'm helping. I'm not going to talk too much shit because I was there once upon a time. So if you were there once upon a time, you can't really talk no shit about nobody else. And that's another thing about the beauty industry. If your work isn't as good as somebody else's and they see it, they're gonna clown the kiki.
That's true. And I don't do that. Noticing too though, it's really not a lot of black beauty industry, especially in cosmetology, like that, right? So my mama grew up, you know, so well, I say not my mama. My mama did nails when I was young outside our house. She had a job and all that shit. So And I stayed up in the beauty salons because I was a youngster when I was getting kicked out of school. So I was in them. So I seen ladies getting their nails done and getting their hair done. And they was all black. Now you see other ethnicity, GED, y'all, other cultures in there now where you don't see our type of people. So honestly, you kind of bring us some.
I can't really agree with you on that. I feel like the African-American, Native, whatever culture it is, of brown, of color, not of caucus.
Yeah.
They were, I'm not going to say they was the pioneers, but they was broadcasted because, you know, when they come over here from different countries, I'm going to name one specifically. When they come over from Vietnam,
They
don't have to pay taxes for a certain time period. Oh, wow. So what they do is they bring their family over, pass the license down. They don't necessarily know what the fuck they're doing. They'll pass the license down. In some cases, not all, in some cases. And then they'll transfer the business into that family member's name and they'll continue to eat and grow off of the economy because it's a revolving door. You're going to get your nails done. You're going to pay for it whether you like it or not, especially going into a traditional salon. So I feel like minority culture is on a rise and it has been on a rise for quite some time because now they're actually saying, oh, dang, she black, she do nails, and she good. Wow, I didn't even know. Because I've had many people sit in my chair, and they be like, dang, I did not know that, you know, black girls did nails like this. I was just like, well, shit, now you know, get my $100.
Yeah, because you really don't see that these days. Like, honestly, I'm a nigga to go get his shit done, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't putting all that gloss and all that nice shit, but I go and get the cuticles clipped and all of that shit, get right, you know what I'm saying? But where I go, it's more of the Asian, you know, culture. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, you know, you on the East and I'm on the West Coast now. You know what I'm saying? So That's all I see. I don't see anybody of our culture, any of that. And I grew up around that shit when I was young, but I don't see it no
more.
So that's why I say I hope it come back on the rise and it gets more.
And it will, but it's kind of difficult to get your foot in the door because you got to get a business, you got to get an LLC, you got to get a space, you got to either do a salon suite or rent out a building, and that in itself costs. Then you got to find employees. Then you got to see if the motherfuckers is reliable or not, because you know you might get a motherfucker be like, yeah, I'm interested. But she ain't shit or he ain't shit and he gonna quit. And then what do you do? You stuck with the bills that you banked on other people for.
Yeah, that's true. And you gotta watch out for these hating ass, busta ass niggas, because that's one of the biggest problems we got in the community. You can start this business and everybody gonna say they want to support you, but then they chirping behind your motherfucking back talking big shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's we got to support each other. And that's what this shit is about right here. This is my friend. Even though, you know, she know what it is. She on some bullshit. She, you know. But, yeah. But I want to support her because she my hustler partner. You know what I'm saying? And we grew up together. So that's why we want to do this. We want to get her expanded because we want to have more than just one neon nail shop. We want to have shits in different states, maybe one out the country. You know what I'm saying? I want her to be able to go on a fucking tour after this shit, because we're gonna go viral. We're gonna pop some shit. She gonna stand up sooner or later. She gonna get off that bullshit.
No,
and she gonna get everybody to see, because she dope at what she do. Show your hands. Let's see.
They are basic. This is what we are allowed to wear in the military. So I express myself with other people's hands.
But see, that's dope though. Still though, it was a time where I knew women in the military, because you know I come from that background too with my father. Mm-hmm. Women could wear nails. You know what I'm saying? Right. At the time, you know what I'm saying, you could wear them when you go on leave, and then you got to take them off and all that shit. Shit is grown to where now you can do this, so you can express.
Right. You can have dreads. We can wear ponytails now. We can wear a little earrings. You can put on a little light beat.
Yeah,
you can wear your nails as long as it compliments you, but it don't compliment everybody.
Everybody ain't got to look like everybody, and some of you motherfuckers look like whoop-de-doing why. But that's another motherfucking topic. But you feel me? She getting you. She gonna get you right. She gonna get the ladies. She gonna get some of you dudes. She do couples. She do it all. So we really want to support this lady. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I feel like I want to retire early, you know what I'm saying? That's why I jumped into this shit. Like, I really don't like working for people. Like, I'd rather do my own shit, and that's where we started. And the people, I got like-minded people around me. So you, as my friend that's trying to do something, you want to, I know you want to be on the same shit, even though that motherfucking retirement check from that government is gonna look good.
That's the only reason why I'm still in this, because I want to finish what I started. Yeah. Plus, you know, I lost my mom in 2019. You know, my mom was in the military, so that's why I would leave, come back, leave, come back, and then I was there. I was posted when she retired.
Yeah,
but she would be proud. I feel like she would definitely. Yeah,
you,
be proud.
You got off the bullshit, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got me punched in the eye one time, but it's cool. You know, motherfuckers a start. I'm a shit talker. She's a shit starter. You feel me? But it's good.
But I know how to finish my shit though. So
I finished my shit. You know what I'm saying? I was only 11. You know what I'm saying, niggas? This nigga, right. That's how long I've been knowing this nigga, since I was fucking 11. You know what I'm saying?
Before that,
I met you at what, 92? 93?
We was in elementary school. We was going to Mallory.
Yeah, so that was, I moved from California to Virginia in 90, but I went to Aberdeen for a minute, and then I went to Mallory, then, 91, 92. So shit, yeah, that's, what, 30 years?
30 years.
That's a long goddamn time. Motherfucker had ass in elementary school.
He's fucking, listen to me, y'all. Do not listen to him.
Listen to me. I don't tell no lies. If you catch me on down at the den after dark with the crew, y'all know I am me. I don't hold no punches. I tell you the truth. If y'all checked out Monster Hunter on my motherfucking Virginia reunion tour, y'all know I'm open and honest about my shit. So when I say something about a motherfucker, that shit is all true. Y'all can go check out her motherfucking Facebook.
You can't find me.
I will post this motherfucking shit.
It don't matter. I gotta accept the motherfuckers first.
That's
like my shit is locked down like Fort Knox, baby. I'm telling you.
I got my phone. I will screenshot that photo and put this motherfucker up on the after. Let the world see your light.
I stay screening.
Let the world see your light.
I have to accept you as a friend.
No, they don't. All I gotta do is screenshot it and just put it up.
Oh my god, you really gonna do it like that though?
I have to. I might gotta do you dirty.
I dare you. I dare you.
Hey, look, you doing it for the natural. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show, you gotta put it out there. Don't try to sugarcoat this shit. She's all natural. She fine as a motherfucker. So you wanna show it, fellas. You just want to go into the shop and bless her with a couple of dollars. Go in there and just drop off and be like, hey, sweetheart, I see you doing your thing. Here go $100. This is just on me on some love.
That's the case. 701 West Carey Street, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, pop that shit. You got to pop your shit. Don't be shy on here, because I'm going to pull that shit up out of you. I'm going to talk my shit to you.
I'm not shy, and you already know that. But, I mean, niggas is not built the same way they used to be built anymore.
Does they grow?
Like, niggas ain't dropping no money. It's like people want something for nothing.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But look, if a motherfucker gonna support you and they really genuine, they gonna support. But it ain't too many. But it is some real motherfuckers left. You know what I'm saying? So throw your cash out.
Everybody ain't built for it tough.
Yeah, but if motherfuckers is built for the weak, you know what I'm saying? But we cut from a different.
But if y'all do support me, I'm gracious and humbly appreciate it.
Yeah, she got the neon nails OnlyFans coming, where she just gonna be posting hands. You know what I'm saying? Hands and feet. You motherfuckers, everybody got these weird ass kinky fetishes. Shit, she gonna put some of her feet pics up there, long as she ain't got
no listen.
Shit, she gonna throw a couple dollars and let her post.
Get your
favorite pic. You know what I'm saying? Shit. We look. Hustle Mania. We gonna get it out here. So we talking on shit, man. She gonna get it. Look, my friend is gonna be a millionaire in the next year. I'm gonna call it out there. You know what I'm saying? Then she gonna fuck with me then because I'm gonna get her some money. But she gonna owe me a favor. You know what I'm saying?
He's always gonna be the homie. I don't even know why you talking shit like this.
Because I'm gonna talk it. Like, I gotta speak it into existence. I'm gonna speak it into existence. Oh, it's always called for. That's what I do.
She know what it is. You ain't changed the fucking bitch.
Nah, I'm grown, but I ain't grown up. That's the difference. But so, what's next for you? How do you want to go about expanding your business?
I think what's next for me, I'm gonna give it a 5-year scale because I retire in 5 years. So my first move is I want to open up a salon in Jacksonville, and the reason why I want to do Jacksonville is because it's still Florida. I love Florida, but it's still close enough to Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta seems like that's the hub for dreams.
True.
That's the way I feel about it, because everybody that get up and move, it, they might go to Texas or Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Blow up like the fucking world trade.
That's true, but Atlanta getting too crowded, though. You think you're going
to... Oh, I don't want to live in Atlanta. I don't want to live in Atlanta. I just want to conduct business in Atlanta.
Okay.
I want to be able to hop on the highway, my little 4 hours, and go right back to Florida.
So that's where you're going to end up at, in Florida, right? Okay, so...
That's the plan.
So, you think about this, right? Are you going to just do nails? Or are you going to expand into hair? You're going to expand into clothes? You're going to expand into what?
Hey, I might expand into clothes if Fashion Nova want to cut me a check.
Well, we seen them spandex, so Fashion Nova, if them is, you need to cut us some and partner up. You know what I mean?
He's stupid. Just, fuck, you play all day.
I'm telling the truth, though. That's the thing. I'm playing, but I'm telling the motherfucking truth. I will.
But I'm very humble about it. I would rather for a person to support me because you want to support me, not because I got 2 pillows stuffed in the back of my pants.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got more than pillows, but still, you're my friend, so I still want to... I'm going to support you no matter what you do in life. As long as you ain't in no jail cell, you ain't selling pussy, you know what I'm saying? You good. You know what I'm saying? I really want to see my people prosper. So that's why we doing this. You know what I'm saying? So I want to continue shining. I want you to shine even more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even hit your peak yet. You see what I'm saying? You still young. So you got to keep going with this shit. So how would your shop look? What does your shop look like now? So you're renting a space.
Oh, man. Like, it's going to be like diamond out. I'm going to have like the chandelier going. You know, like you going to like a luxury salon. I'm going to have a chandelier. I'm going to have a bar to the left as soon as you walk in because, you know, everybody always look to the left and to the right when they come into a place. So I'm going to need you to mosey on to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a little tequila.
I'm drinking right now.
Tequila. Or, you know, some rosacea.
Okay.
Some high class, of course.
You want a high class shop. You want...
Yes.
You want luxury clientele.
I do want luxury clientele. Why? Because those are the people that do not complain about price. They want to feel good. They want to look good. They don't give a fuck how much it costs. If you paying $1,000 for your hair, what is $150, $200 on your hands and your feet?
That's chump change. Motherfuckers fuck off $150 paying a bill. Or on some
right, and the motherfuckers like you that smoke cigarettes, y'all fuck off $150 in about a week and a half.
No, I do not. One, I just started smoking cigarettes again, and I've had this pack for damn near
bad habit.
Okay, I will quit sooner or later again. I stopped for 8 years, and I will do it again.
Well, we're not going to talk about why, but you need to quit.
I will. Just because you telling me to, I'm going to take it in consideration. But you got to stop smoking that vape then.
Oh, this is easy because this ain't nothing but flavor. This is what you call I won't smack the shit out you when you annoy me.
That's where this cigarette came from. I don't smoke weed because I fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? I drink and I smoke a square.
Damn, that's like backwards.
Nah, I can't smoke weed. I've never liked to smoke weed. Never been my thing.
That's going to be the first thing I do when I get out.
And I'm
either give me a Rice Krispies treat or give me a blunt. One of the two.
A Rice Krispies treat.
Yeah, because you know they got the weed butter and all that.
Yeah. We have to talk offline. I got to tell you my other endeavors that I got going on.
Yeah.
I got some shit going on this West Coast, man. So,
yeah.
You got to come out here, man. I'm going to have to get you out here one time. I just bought a house. So
one time for the one time.
Got to get you out here. You got to come check me out. I got some real fly shit for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's for sure.
So, 5-year plan. Going to have major businesses. You know what I'm saying? Try to have a clothesline. And you don't even want to just say fashionable. You want to be your own brand. So tell me something like, if you're going to do your own clothing brand, what would the... We'll talk about the name offline because motherfuckers be stealing shit.
Facts.
And because of how the genres and shit changes, what type of high, you gonna have high end clothing? You gonna have clothes for the strippers? You gonna have?
I'm gonna have clothes for everybody, and I'm gonna mainly gear it towards people like me that are short, but you know,
we know, you know. We know.
And it's not fair. Why do I need to have extra long jeans just because I'm short?
This ain't the 90s.
So that's what I would like to cater to. I would like to carry it to the short, thick ones.
Yeah, because your show is that. Good Lord.
You play all day, y'all.
I don't. I'm telling you the truth, G. This is me. This is me. That's why motherfuckers can't deal with me, because I'm me all day. If you catch me in my serious shit, you'll be like, damn, this nigga's totally serious 24/7. This is my peace, my fun. This is...
I agree.
And I'm talking with my people. This ain't like a random... I'm interviewing somebody random. I actually know you. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
Even
That's
though you
true.
Flaked out on me while I was in back in town, but it's cool.
When did I flake?
I know, because I didn't call you. I was just...
Exactly. Like, don't do me.
I'll be out there summertime. We're looking at June, so...
Don't do me. I'll be here. July, I won't, because I'll be in Montego Bay.
She gonna be out there with a bikini on. Ooh, yes, Lord. She ain't gonna post on that shit because she full of shit.
Mm-mm.
She just keep it in her phone. She full of shit. But, you know, Neon Nails OnlyFans, it's coming. Okay? I'm gonna speak this shit to a motherfucking existence. She gonna be out the military soon, so she can't do too much. But for $49.95 a month.
You sound like you're selling the rotisserie chicken.
Hey, you know, you gotta expand. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers doing that shit for $7.99, $4.99. Nah, this is high end quality. This is quality.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, we'll talk offline. I got other endeavors, G. I'm telling you, I'm in this shit, man. I'm trying to make money all time.
Who play?
No, I'm dead fucking serious. I'm trying to make money all time.
That's crazy. $7.99.
Yeah. What you think? $7.99, 50 people. And that's just a subscribe.
Listen, my waxes cost more than $7.99. So if I'm gonna be showing it, you about to be paying for something, a light bill or something.
She keep that thing smooth like butter.
Ooh. I mean, you have to. We're not in the 90s anymore. Don't nobody want to be in the forest?
I ain't fucking with the forest. If I gotta go down there, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna kick you out.
Facts.
I'm gonna tell you about yourself. But so look, y'all, we about to end this thing. I gotta appreciate my friend for dropping through. This is just our one of many. We got more. You know what I'm saying? So tell them how to find you.
So you can find me on IG, and that's NAILZZZ, 3 Z's, because somebody felt like they need to take my name. You can find me on Facebook business page at Neon Nails with an extra Z. And that's about it. You can't really find me too many other places, because I'd be trying to be incognito on niggas.
She trying to stay in hiding, but she ain't gonna be able to hide for too long. She can't hide from a nigga like me. Tell me.
No.
That nigga, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Tell them your Cash App, they might want to throw you some love, man. Look, you don't beat yourself. You gotta treat yourself. Somebody gonna need to show you some love.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then you know I ain't never gave nobody my fucking Cash App like that unless you was actually sitting there paying me. Anyway, my Cash App is XOCHYLI, and that spells so chilly, and it's gonna come up as She Did Your Nails.
See, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can Cash App, make your appointments, tell them where they can get you to get your appointments. You gotta do it all.
Oh, I definitely am. I definitely am.
So tell them where you at. You in Richmond, Virginia, right? So tell them where the shop at, and tell them you gotta come ask for Neon. You can't come ask for Becky. You can't ask for Susan. You can't ask for Tanya. You gotta ask for Neon. Give them the address again.
The shop is located across from Virginia Central University, VCU. It's located at 701 West Cary Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23220. And if you want to send me some mail, you can do that too.
Yeah, get in contact with her. You know what I'm saying? We're going to post her email so she can contact you. You know what I'm saying? My exotic dancer ladies. My adult industry ladies.
I need all of y'all to come because I'm going to freak y'all shit.
She going to get you right. So Big Belly Billy Bob, when he in there, he throwing them hunnids and shit like that when he didn't come from his tax job. He going to go ahead and throw it off to you. Fuck with it. Neon Nails, my friend, my voluptuous, beautiful friend. It's a pleasure and an honor always. It's good to see you. Of course. You know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
Keep growing in many ways.
Always.
Let the Lord.
I can't grow too much in that aspect, so we're gonna keep it cute.
No, in that aspect, you can grow.
No, because guess what? They'll really put me out of the military.
No. No.
Yes, they will.
If it get too big?
Yes. You got to meet a weight requirement. If you don't meet the weight requirement, you got to meet a tape requirement. I meet the tape requirements, not the weight. Mm. They will put you out.
Hey. My military people, do not block your blessings when she's walking past, okay? Do not block your blessings. Put your sunglasses on and just enjoy the view. Sit back and enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying? As the song go, let this funky beat groove in your soul. You feel me? But that said, this is the first episode for Off Punishment. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do it. Next time, we're going to be fun in the sun.
I'm going to need to get on down in the den, too, so I can get in these conversations so I can check y'all niggas real quick.
She ain't checking shit.
Oh, I'm definitely checking more than the checks.
She might check my brothers, which I highly doubt. She damn sure ain't checking this. I ain't getting punched in the eye no more for her ass.
Doubt it.
She know what it is.
Y'all know where to find me.
Support. Much love, y'all. We out. Peace.
Well, hey there, buddies. Look what I got from this man.
Oh, shit.
delicious. I'm gonna fuck this up.